Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 693. I hope you all are well. Today's 10 is sponsored by the Luxembourg family, Lila Nishmas, Yitzchak, Yehuda, ben Avraham. Enjoy.
So you probably have the retail spirit after Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Everybody's buying gifts. And we know that all of these gift situations and all of these retail sales are not just created for Jews to buy Hanukkah gifts, but they're created for other people of other religions and their holidays. And so people wonder whether or not, or how so, or if so, gift giving on Hanukkah comes from them. The truth is, this is a long discussion, and it begins with the nature of Hanukkah itself. A couple days ago, I spoke about how Hanukkah is built very differently than Purim. Many people hold that Hanukkah is Yimei Hallel V'Hodah alone. It's more of an intellectual celebration, thanksgiving and praise, whereas Purim was a more physical celebration. That would have ramifications that Hanukkah itself would not be a classic Yom Tov as we know Yom Tov. On regular Yom Tovs, the Gemara in Pesachim tells us that a person is supposed to celebrate on a Yom Tov with very physical elements in their celebration. A person is supposed to get gifts, spouses should buy things for each other, people should buy things for the children. We should celebrate with that type of simcha of getting new things. The Rambam says, Shivas Yimei HaPesach, or Shmonas Yimei HaChag. He's referring to Pesach and Sukkot, Imshar Yomim Tovim, and all their Yomim Tovim as well. Kulam Asurim Behesped V'tainis, he can't do eulogies, and you shouldn't be fasting on those days. And you're supposed to be happy and joyful. Everybody around you, everybody involved, is supposed to be besimcha, and the way to get people besimcha is to cater to their needs. So to the extent that you can do that, to the extent that you consider Hanukkah to be a classic Chag and a classic Yom Tov, so one would imagine that you're supposed to be getting things as well for your kids, your spouse, and people on Hanukkah as well. So the Gemara itself, as we saw, doesn't quite call Hanukkah a Chag in the classic way. We call it Chag Urim, but the classic observance is Hallel V'Hodah. And the Gemara says that when they established it, they called it Yomim Tovim, happy days, good days. Rashi there says, Lo sha'asurin b'malacha, not that there's any prohibition of malacha, which there is not, but rather, shalo nikvu'u elu likros halel v'lomar al hanisim b'hodah. Rashi makes it sound like really just the halel v'hodah, just the thanksgiving and praise, and really nothing else. There is not a classic Yom Tov element. The Rambam in his formulation refers to the holiday as Yimei Simcha v'halel. He does talk about this simcha, this joy, which is generally attached with the joy of getting things and the joy of presents and things like that. The Maharam Mirutenberg is very clear that no, Hanukkah, like we've said in the past, is just about Hallel V'Hodah. It's not about Mishta V'Simcha, and so it doesn't have those classic trappings of Yom Tov. The tour holds like this Maharam Mirutenberg, quotes the Maharam Mirutenberg, and as well the Shulchan Aruch, as we said in the past, Riboy HaSudos Shemarben Behem, Heim Sudos HaRishus. These sudos that we have, these parties that we have, aren't part of an obligation of Hanukkah. Maybe there's an element of obligation because of the Chanukah Sabayis, the Mishkan was finished on these days, and so we celebrate that a little bit, but technically, Hanukkah itself is not that kind of holiday. The Yamshel Shlomo, Reb Shlomo Luria, disagrees with all of this. He says, for sure, the Sudos Sha'osen B'mei Hanukkah are Sudos Mitzvah. He believes that Hanukkah is a Yom Tov in the classic sense, and perhaps, according to him, there is a Yom Tov element to the gifts that we give and receive on Hanukkah. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to pass in this way, and that's not how we generally follow when it comes to Hanukkah at large. So in that case, why is it that there are gifts being given? What is so significant about these gifts? Many of the sources that I have, I did not put together myself. I got it from a class given by Rabbi Joshua Flug of Boca Raton. Very interesting sources relating to Hanukkah gifts and Hanukkah gelt, etc. And so, here are some of the ideas. Some suggest, one, the Rabbi Yisrael Spira, who lived from 1874 to 1942, suggests that the reason that we give gifts, and specifically he refers to giving gifts to Talmidei Chachamim, Tinokos, interestingly to like scholars and Rebbeim, which is the custom in many schools, and Tinokos to children, he says, Jews felt that they were not spending enough money, because regular holidays, we spend a tremendous amount of money. Over Chanukah, he writes, Ha-Hotzah al Ner Chanukah in a Rabbah. We don't spend a lot of money on Chanukah. Lefikach Mosifin Umotzien Mamon Beshvil Chizlag Tamid HaChachamim. We spend money on what we consider to be a good idea, a good thing. Umechalkan Latinokos Mos Chanukah Lefarsim Hanes Ulechaveb Es HaMitzvah. And so we give kids money in order that they really get excited for Chanukah and they enjoy it much more. This is akin to some other sources which indicate that the idea behind giving kids something for Chanukah is to excite them, which is similar to what we find in Pesach with the Afikomen, or as the Gemara refers to it, giving Kloyos ve'egozim, you know, roasted wheat and nuts. That's what they used to give to kids on Erev Pesach to get them very excited for the Seder and to stay awake. That might not work these days. Maybe you need something a little bit more extravagant to get kids' attention. Forget about to get them excited. But once upon a time, they did that to excite the kids. So nowadays, that Chanukah Geld is really there to excite the kids and to enthuse them. And according to him, the idea was we wanted to spend a little bit more because Chanukah was a relatively cheap holiday. Others understand that the reason for Chanukah Geld began as gifts for the poor. And the reason you would give to the poor is because the Gemara says, for persume nisa, for publicizing of a miracle, which is a type of thing that we do only a couple of times a year. We do it with the Arba Kosos, the four cups that we have at the Seder, and we have it for Ner Chanukah. And so these ideas require everybody to participate. And in order for everybody to participate, even the poor, the Gemara says, even an ani, a poor person, an impoverished person, has to be machzir al hapsachim, has to go from door to door to try to get the money in order to be able to afford these things. That's how important the idea of persume nisa is. And that being the case, so we anticipate the need that people will have for Ner Chanukah, and so we give to the poor. And once we're giving to the poor, you know, we might not have poor to give to, but we give to the kids as well. And so somehow the giving to the kids came from us being very giving on Chanukah because of the need that we know that people had in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Chanukah. Another reason that's offered relates to Chanukah itself. We know that Chanukah was about a rededication, the rededication to learning and Torah study, which had been attempted to be removed from the Jewish people when they were persecuted by the Greeks. And so it worked to a great extent, and people stopped learning, and people were not so excited about learning. What they needed to do is re-energize everybody, particularly the youth. So what do you do to get the youth re-energized towards Torah study? The answer is incentives, right? Positive reinforcement. To give kids stuff, coins, perhaps knickknacks, tchotchkes, types of things that would get kids into learning. And so the idea of focusing on the kids isn't just to excite them for the mitzvah of Chanukah, but the idea to get them excited about Torah learning, which is probably why the custom developed to support Rebbeim. And so every school will ask for the Chanukah Gelt for Rebbeim. That might be the origin of all of this. You know, this was a time when we would focus on and support Torah study and Torah learning because we had done such a poor job in the days leading up to the events of Chanukah, so that the Chanukah miracle had to happen. And so in response to the peril of Chanukah, we respond with giving gifts which attempt to support the focus on Torah study and the enthusiasm of our children to get involved in Torah and mitzvos. And so it's really the means to the end that Chanukah is all about. Many people, of course, are bothered by the association that exists between the gifts that are given on a very similar holiday, which happens to be on the same day this year, and the gifts that are given on Chanukah. Many address that. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky addresses it, and he says, no way, it's definitely because the fact that we give money to the Malamdim, and they would give the money to the Malamdim, to the teachers, Al Yidei HaTalmidim, basically they would be delivered through the kids. And so, you know, you give the kid a couple of coins, and he gives the money to the Rebbe, and I don't know, I guess the kid gets to keep a little bit on the way. And so once we're handing it to the kid, so we give the kid a little bit as well. And he says that it's more likely that they, the other people in the world, took this idea from us, in which case retailers owe us a tremendous debt. Others understand that the idea of taking things from non-Jews, the idea of taking things from non-Jews and taking their practices, is only problematic when we don't have a reason for why why we're doing it. If the only reason that we do this, it's a random arbitrary ritual, like, I don't know, hanging a sock at your fireplace, calling it a stocking, and doing things like that, which are pretty random and arbitrary, don't have particularly good reasons for them, that's troubling to copy those types of behaviors from the Gentiles and from other nations. But when it's something which is purposeful, when giving the tzedakah or giving to the Rebbeim or giving to the children is something which could be justified and explained in a positive way, which really just reinforces good behavior, then that's not a problem of chukas ha'akum or taking from their laws. So altogether, we have a lot of reasons. What we try to do is keep the kids excited, keep them enthusiastic, as we'll talk about next week. Chanukah is the story of education and confidence and excitement and enthusiasm, and whatever we can do will always help. Have a great Chanukah.